I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practicers. The Reveal Circus, the Bach, wrote us a parish on the side of the tour. He also has Chuvas. And in Shaila Samach Beis, the Bach records a question which he received in which there was a wedding. It was a wonderful, a happy event. There was a beautiful Simchas Chasen Vikala. And Reuven was present and he drank and he threw his glass against the wall. The Bach says that seems to be the minig. That was the practice. Right, the Bach v'zarak schuches el hakosel. He threw the glass to the wall. Kiminik hashosim b'mizrake yayin, like the practice of those who drink from these wine glasses. That from the happiness of the environment of the simitoch simcha, he threw the glass against the wall. But it's dangerous because the glass broke, and there were shards of glass that flew, and it blinded Shimon. And Shimon came and wanted to claim from Reuven that Reuven paid the damages. He blinded him. Reuven said, I don't need to pay. Why don't I need to pay? There are really two reasons, two arguments why Reuven offered he doesn't have to pay. Number one, it's not my fault. That's the common practice. The minig is that we throw the glasses against the wall. It's Shimon's fault. He should have protected himself. That's the first argument. That's not really our discussion. The Bach discounts that. He says that's not a good argument, whatever his reason is. But there's another argument that Reuven had. That he was drunk. He was drunk. And he was very drunk. The Gemara in today's Daf, the Bach references the Gemara in today's Daf, Ervin Daf Samach Hei. Towards the top of Samach, Daf Samach Hei, Omid Aleph, the Gemara quotes from a Braisa, Shikor Mekcho Mekach Memkaro Memkar. Even if you're drunk, your transactions are coming to effect. Over Avera Shiesh B'Misa, if you violated a capital crime, in Misa also, Bezdin still kills you. Malchus, if the type of Avera that you did was deserving of Malchus, if lashes Malkin also, Besdin punishes him that way. Kol shel dovar, the rule of the matter is, Harehu kepikech l'chol dvarov, we consider you as if you're totally with it, you're totally sane, you're an intelligent person. But the Gemara doesn't leave it like that. The Gemara modifies that. And the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Chanina, lo shanu el shlohi gila shikrusa shalot. If you came to this point of drunkenness, which you have absolutely no idea what is going on, you're just like Lot, who didn't know when his daughters came, when his daughters left, he didn't know about anything. If you're totally drunk, then these halachas are not true. And therefore, Reuven in our story threw the glass of wine against the wall. He claimed that he was at that point of drunkenness. He was shikrusa shalot. He had no idea what was going on. And therefore, he shouldn't have to pay Shimon. As our Gemara says, you're not liable for your actions. Points out the Bach, that's not really so accurate. That may be true in the context of what the Gemara is specifically discussing. If you're performing a transaction, we could say you didn't have the necessary mindset in order to allow the transaction to come into effect. If you're questioning about whether Bezdin is able to kill you for that which you did, we could say that you don't have the level of liability because you were drunk. But when it comes to damages, what right did you have to get that drunk in the first place? You were able to prevent the whole circumstance by not getting that drunk, and therefore, you are going to be liable to pay, and there's no exemption by saying, well, you're a shota, you lost your mind because you became drunk. If you were able to control that in the first place, you didn't need to become drunk in the first place. And the Marshal writes this as well, in the context of Purim. He says that even though you may get totally drunk, you weren't supposed to get that drunk. The Marshal says, there's no mitzvah on Purim to go crazy. There's no mitzvah l'shtageh to go totally crazy. You may be supposed to drink a little bit, but not to get so drunk. Therefore, even if you damage on Purim where there's a mitzvah to drink, still says the Marshal, similar to that which the Bach wrote as well, that even if you are totally drunk, you're going to be liable to pay for the damages that you caused.